Blog Talk Radio.
Share with you. God bless you and God keep you.
Hallelujah. Thank you for joining in on tonight's podcast. I am Apostle Carlton Earl Clark Richardson. We're coming to you live from the City of Glory. We represent the Warriors for Christ House of Prayer Church International here in the City of Glory, better known as the City of Gary, Indiana. We're so blessed to be covered by the great and outstanding arms of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through that of our Apostle Leonard Emmons and the Living Way Christian Center family. And we're coming to you tonight as a result of our friends and our brothers and sisters that are part of the Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters International. And yes, this is the Warfare Hour. The Warfare Hour. God bless you and God keep you. Thank you for tuning in with us on today. We've been blessed. We've had a wonderful week. The enemy has been busy, tried to take me out, but it just ain't my time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When God is ready, then he'll be ready. But until then, I don't think so. I praise God for men and women of God, that, for all of you intercessors that have been praying for the Warfare Hour, that's been praying for the Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters International, that's been praying for the Living Way Christian Center family, that's been praying for the Kingdom Atmosphere Ministries and the Word to the World Ministries, which are these are the men that have been helping me bring you word to fruition, what God has given us. And we're blessed tonight that our co-host is none other than Prophet Corey Graddick, my son in the ministry. Love him dearly. We're going to let him greet you in his own way. Amen.
Great is our God, and greatly to be praised. I will sing of the praises of my Lord and Savior. I will bless his name. I will glorify him, and in him alone will I glory. I thank God for each and every one of you who has tuned in tonight, whether it be online, on the phone, however you have tuned in, I thank God for you. Those who have continued throughout the time that we've been on air, I thank God for your consistency. Those of you who are just joining us, this may be your first time. Well, if this is your first time, we thank God for you, but I'm going to tell you now, get ready. Fasten your seatbelt, because we're going to take you on a biblical ride tonight. God is going to get his glory. That is the bottom line. We thank God, Kingdom Atmosphere Ministries, we thank God for you. I thank God for my beautiful and awesome wife. My blessing from the Lord, and my children, all four of them, and my grandchildren. My God, I thank God for my family. Tonight, Alicia, if you are online tonight listed, I love you. God knows I do, and I thank God for your continued support throughout this time of work that we have endeavored upon together. God bless you. I'm not gonna prolong things, Apostle. Back to you.
Amen. We again like to tell you that because we this is the Warfare Hour, we got a few ground rules, kind of. We call them ground rules because if you've been around us just for a little bit, you kind of need to know where we come from. Well, see, we believe that failure is not an option. Maybe you didn't hear me, but we do believe that failure is not an option. We believe that because we believe that we can do all things through Christ. That's all things, not some things, not a few things, but all things through Christ who strengthens us. We also, the reason that we believe that is because we do our best to trust in the Lord with all our heart and to lean not to our own understanding. We do everything that we can to acknowledge God so that he can lead, guide, and direct our path. You know, we believe the scriptures when they tell us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and that all these other things can be and will be and shall be added unto us. We believe that because we try to study the word. We try to get into the word and to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, but rightly or righteously devised the word of truth. We try to put ourselves in a position to know that God is the one that's orchestrating everything, because we recognize that the gates of hell should not prevail against the church or the Congress of God on the earth. God said that he would give unto us the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatsoever we should bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever that we should loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And that's why we always thank God for the intercessors, because there was a time when God had searched and sought for a man among them, among us, that they should stand and make up the hedge and stand in the gap before him for the land, that he should not destroy it. But he found none. He had to manifest himself, come down in that, the blood and the flesh of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we also believe in the Old and the New Testament. We believe the Old Testament is the shadow. And the shadow comes from what? From something having been there before, and to cast the shadow. So remember, the Alpha and Omega is the beginning and the end. And in the Old Testament it says that if my people, which are called by his name, would humble themselves, number one, and pray, number two, and seek his face, number three, and turn from their wicked ways, number four, then something's going to happen. That's when he will hear from heaven, that he will forgive our sins, that he will heal our land. This is the warfare hour. We strive to give you weapons of warfare that you can use in everyday life. We try to have some straight talk about some things that's going on here in the earth, stuff that's happening with you every day. We try to give you some stories about some old stuff, maybe grandma and them kind of stuff, granddaddy and them kind of stuff, stuff that happened to you at work, current events, and then share the word of God and how it applies. And so we expect for you to do your due diligence in this arena, in this manner. Get your pencils, get your paper, get whatever kind of device it is that you use to take notes. This is the 21st century, so we recognize we got iPods, we got MP3s, MP4s, we got old school cassettes, we got all manner of devices that you can record and listen. You got laptops, you got iBooks, and everything else. Get what it is that's best for you and what you're good at. So you can text if you're on the internet. You texting one another, or you're able to share with one another. And if you're on the phone, go ahead and press 1, because later on you have an opportunity to say something to us that lets the Q people know that you may want to talk to us at the end of the podcast, because we try to stop a little bit early and give you a chance to greet us and to tell us how you were blessed by what God has given us. So we ask that you also would pray with us, because we don't give you anything unless God gives it to us. And we always ask you to pray this prayer with us, and so if you will, here we go. Open thine mind eyes, that I may behold the wondrous things out of thy law. Psalms 119 and verse 18, basically saying, Lord, let me understand, let me see, let me feel what it is that you're trying to tell me. And you know, God's going to do that. See, he honors our requests. He gives us the desires of our heart. And there's a couple of scriptures that are inspirational here at the Living Way Christian Center, and they're very applicable to what's going on in our lives now, and it's also very applicable to how we operate here during the warfare hours. And one is Acts verse 20 and verse 32. It reads as so, "And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified." We're going to talk some more about that. But in the reply to that, which is very key to what's going on in today's society, but especially now during this time of harvest, it says, "So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed." You see more of God's word prevailing day by day by day. And as I get ready to let my brother speak to you, I want to leave you with these thoughts. See, this scripture says, "For I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts and plans for welfare and peace, and not for evil. To give you hope in your final outcome. Then you will call upon me, and you will come and pray to me, and I will hear and heed you. Then you will seek me as a choir for, and require me as a vital and necessity. You will find me when you search for me with all of your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord. And I will release you from captivity." That's all kinds of captivity. Sickness, disease, poverty, whatever captivity, drunkenness. If you captive by any of this, the Lord will release you from it and gather you from all the nations and all the places which I have driven you. See, God has driven us there to draw us closer to him, says the Lord. "And I will bring you back to the place from which I caused you to be carried away captive." See, I caused it, and I'm going to make it get better. And that leads us into what God has us for today. God bless you and God keep you. Get your pencils and papers. Get everything ready, because we got some praying to do. We got some saying to do. And we're going to give you what God has given us on this day, our daily bread. This is the daily bread that God has given us for you that have tuned in. It is not a coincidence that you tuned in on tonight. It's not circumstance or happenstance that tonight is the night that you're listening to this particular podcast. And again, a shout out to Prophetess Teresa, Docs, and to Evangelist Dana Hannah, and to all of the intercessors, every single one of you. You praying every morning on the prayer line. God bless you and keep you for preparing us to receive what God wants us to give to these, his people. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God be glorified in this place. I thank God for all of you. Let me say, I did not forget that I want to thank God for Prophet Teresa, Evangelist Dana, the intercessors, Apostle Evans, all of the Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters family, all of the Living Way Christian Center family, all of the Works of the World family, Evangelist Tony, all of the Warriors for Christ Hospital Church and National Ministries family, and Apostle Carlson Earl Clark Richardson. So I did not forget. I thank God for all of them. But I'm just so excited about what God is doing that, you know, I it may have well, I thank God for all of them. Because if it were not for them being obedient to what God has said, this opportunity would not be presented in the way that it has. So I thank God for all of those people that I named. And even those that I did not name, I thank God for all of you, because the lifeline that has been created through this network of people is just an awesome thing in God. I got some things to tell you tonight, and God is just awesome. He is just awesome. I got a couple things to do, but before I get into the first of those things, I want you to get these scriptures prepared, okay? I need you to get prepared. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Verses 1 through 6. I want you to get yourself prepared with Philippians, that's in the New Testament, chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. Verses 5 through 11 in Philippians chapter 2 and Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 6. I want to move continued, however you want to say it. I don't want to try to sound overly intelligent, because I'm not overly intelligent. I just know what I know. And I know that God is awesome, and I know that what he has explained to me is, there's one more scripture. It's Isaiah chapter 53, verses 1 through 5. Yeah, we got a lot of reading to do. We have a lot of reading to do, so I want to get right to it, which is why I want to get right into prayer. We here at the Warfare Hour believe in prayer. Hallelujah. We believe in prayer. We don't take for granted that if we didn't serve a God who answers prayer, where would we be? I think back to the battle at Mount Carmel, when all those prophets of Baal kept going crazy, scarring themselves and all of that, and still got no answer. But when Elijah simply opened his mouth and made the request of God, God showed himself strong and got the glory that he so richly deserves anyway. So we believe in prayer here at Warriors for Christ, here at Living Way Christian Center, here at Kingdom Atmosphere Ministries. We believe here at the Warfare Hour in prayer. So in that, I want to get right into prayer, and I want to move right into those scriptures. I'm going to say them one more time. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 6, Isaiah chapter 53, that's 53, verses 1 through 5, and Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. All of these passages of Scripture, in some way or another, for those of us who have been around any type of preacher, will be a bit familiar. Before we do that, I really want to go into prayer, because, we gotta pray. I don't killing the bear. We talk a lot about revival in the church. We talk about, you know, revival is coming. And the thing is, we don't understand that revival cannot come without there being death. Because to revive means to bring back to life. So you can't bring back to life that which is not dead. So if you are a member of a house or a member of a life that is always on fire, always alive in Christ, always alive in the Holy Ghost, this ain't a perfume. But I believe that somebody has experienced some death spiritually, maybe even naturally. Maybe death in your marriage, maybe death in your ministry. I just believe that somebody's experienced a death, you know, to part company with somebody in a negative fashion. It's a death. It's a killing of a relationship, the death of a relationship. And if it's a relationship that God has ordained, there needs to be revival in that relationship. So therefore, I want to take this time and I want to begin to pray regarding revival. I want to loose revival, not only in the City of Glory, which is the city of Gary, Indiana, but I also want to loose revival into the lives of the body of Christ, those of us who are here, those of us who are going through a spiritual death sequence. I want to loose revival into your life. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you that you are the giver of life. For you breathe breath into the nostrils of Adam and he became a living soul. And you have done so for eons now, centuries, millennia. You have been breathing the breath of life into the nostrils of people consistently every single day for the last eternity. And we thank you for bringing that life, giving life. God, there has been in recent times some people who have experienced some literal or figurative death, some spiritual death in their lives. And God, I this day declare that revival has to be loosed into their lives, God. I thank you for cutting off the spirit of death. I thank you for cutting off the spirit of the grave. I thank you for cutting off demonic principalities in their lives. I thank you for cutting off all of the spiritual wickedness in their lives. I thank you for cutting off the rulers of the darkness in their world, God. I thank you for cutting them off in the name of Jesus Christ, exalting him above all principalities, making his name greater than all names. Father, we thank you for cutting off all of the demonic activity in the lives of your people for this very moment, that they would even begin to see that those who are with us outnumber those who are with them. So, Father, let them see revival in their life. Let them see a bringing back to life. God, they've experienced death, and we now declare that life be brought back into their everyday, God, into their everyday function, whether it be in their marriage, God. In their marriage, I declare revival in their marriage. I cut off the power of Satan in the lives of the believers who are married, in the lives of the non-believers who are married, that they would see the miracle of God in the life of their marriage, and that their marriage would be brought back by revival, and that they would come to God through Jesus Christ, knowing that he is the way, the truth, and the life. God, I thank you that you will cut off the power of Satan in the life of the ministry of the preacher or the evangelist or the deacon or the prophet or the apostle or the pastor or the teacher who has come to a place where he feels dead inside, where he feels there is no connection to you, God. Cut off the power of Satan in his life. I arrest the power of Satan. Warrior angels, spread out and go forth, collecting and arresting the power that comes against the life of all the preachers and believers that are Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, God, that you are the giver of life. And because you are the giver of life, every single person operating in depression, which brings about a spiritual or mental death, I declare that the power of God be activated in your life, that every spirit of evil in your life, whether it be depression, sadness, suicide, insecurities, self-loathing, low self-esteem, God, all of the things that would cause them not to glorify you, I declare them dead in the name of Jesus Christ. And all of the things that would cause them to glorify you, I speak life into those things in the name of Jesus. And I declare that the angels assigned to every person under the sound of my voice, every person who is not under the sound of my voice, I declare the angels that are assigned to you stand guard over you in a phalanx, a protection phalanx, that one shoulder be connected to another shoulder and one shield be connected to another shield, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and that every tongue that rise against you in judgment shall be condemned by the Spirit of the living God. For this is your inheritance as a child of God, and you as a servant of the Most High God, and your righteousness belongs to God. Remember that your righteousness belongs to God, because that is how life is brought into you. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, I thank you for declaring life into your people. I thank you for declaring life through Jesus Christ. And in Jesus' name, I declare every bit of this prayer justified, sanctified, and done. And if you shall agree, let all those who agree say amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Declarations. Declarations. You should say, and you should have whatever you say. You should have whatsoever you say. You need to say that now. You should have whatsoever you say. Everything on the earth is voice activated. Everything is voice activated. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. You can turn to Genesis 1 and 1 and 1 and 2. And then something miraculous happened. Something happened. Because it says, in the beginning, which is in the eternal past, something happened. And it was a voice activation. Because the next scripture says, and God said, verse 3 said, and God said, let there be, and there was. Then, verse 4 said, and God saw. Whoa. Are y'all listening? Everything is voice activated. He talked to an inanimate object, piece of earth, a dirt, and life began from him speaking it. And when he spoke it, he saw it. Men and women of God, we have entered into a new realm, a new dispensation, a new portion of manifestation that's greater than anything that you probably ever thought about before. And if you just put your mind to it, you're going to start seeing some stuff happen differently than you ever saw happen before. First of all, speak it. You know, he said, say to the mountain for it to be removed. Say it, and then see it, And then it happens. I'm going to turn it back over to the man of God. That's kind of like Arsenio Hall said, things that make you go, hmm. Or what we say scripturally, Selah, which means pause, meditate, think on this thing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are good. Your mercy is everlasting, and truth endures to all generations. Hallelujah. 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 Okay. Let's get down to the business at hand, the business of God. We thank God for his business being his word. I have three particular scripture passages, and I'm going to go ahead and read them. And Apostle, I need you to hear me closely, because at certain times, I'm going to need you to read certain scriptures in the Amplified.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we're starting at Deuteronomy. We're going to go forward instead of back, because we're going to move this thing forward like God moved it forward to Christ, okay? Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 6. And the Bible reads, and I'm going to be reading out of the King James. The Bible reads, "And it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command you this day, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth. And all these things, these blessings, shall come upon you and overtake you if you shall hearken to the voice of the Lord your God." Now, the word hearken is important here, because the word hearken means obey. Not just to hear. Hearken, of course, is where we derive the word hear, but it means obey. So if you hear, you can listen to somebody, listen to what they say, but it is not until you hear them that you will operate in what is desired, which is obedience. So to hear is to obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed, verse 3, blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, and the fruit of your ground, and the fruit of your cattle, the increase of your cattle, and the flocks of your sheep. Blessed shall be your basket and your store. That's verse 5 and verse 6. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. That's verses 1 through 6 of chapter 8 of Deuteronomy. I believe that's a bit self-explanatory. If you listen to God, I'm going somewhere with this thing. There's a place I'm going with these scriptures. I know you're like, man, this dude is reading a lot of scripture, but you used to it. This is the warfare hour. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everything we do is scripture. Hallelujah. Verses 1 through 5 of chapter 53 of Isaiah. Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, and a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. That's important. Last scripture. Because I'm going back to Isaiah in just a minute. Last scripture. And the key verse in this last scripture passage of Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11, is verse 8. We like the verses 10 and 11, but verse 8 is the key passage of scripture. Listen, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant. That's important. And was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. That's important. Wherefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, or should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. It's some key points that are going to be dealt with, and they're important. Let's go back to Isaiah 53 for a hot second. Let's go back to Isaiah 53. And Apostle, can you read verses 4 and 5 in the Amplified?
Okay. Isaiah 53, verse 4. It reads, surely he has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses, and carried our sorrows and pains of punishment. Yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God, as if with leprosy. And there's a reference there, Matthew's the 8th chapter and verse 17. Verse 5 says, but he was wounded. You did say read verse 5, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement, which is the needful to obtain peace and well-being for us, was upon him. And with the stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole.
Amen. Now, I need you to read the entire scripture text of Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 11 in the Amplified.
I kind of figured you did. Men and women of God, heed these words. These are some powerful words. And it reads, verse 5, let this same attitude and purpose and humble mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. Let him be your example in humility. Verse 6. Who, although being essentially one with God and in the form of God, possessing the fullness of the attributes which makes God God, did not think this equality with God was a thing to be eagerly grasped or retained. Verse 7, but stripped himself of all privileges and rightful dignity, so as to assume the guise of a servant or a slave, in that he became like men and was born a human being. Verse 8, and after he had appeared in human form, he abased and humbled himself still further and carried his obedience to the extreme of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, verse 9, because he stooped so low, God has highly exalted him and has freely bestowed on him the name that is above every name. Verse 10, that in at the name of Jesus, every knee should and must bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. Verse 11, and every tongue frankly and openly confess and acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. And the word of God is absolutely and positively beyond a shadow of a doubt blessed.
Hallelujah. Well, about a couple of weeks ago or so, we began a discussion regarding the blessing of obedience. And I was hoping that you didn't think we were going to end it where we ended it, because where we ended it was actually just the beginning. I want you, people of God, to understand that obedience is absolutely critical in the life of a believer. For the very word of God declares that if you hearken to the voice of the Lord or obey the voice of the Lord, an abundance of blessing will come your way. And it's not that we obey God to get blessed. We're blessed to obey God. Wow. We're blessed to obey God. Obedience is absolutely critical in the life of a believer, because in the life of the believer, we have no power outside of God. We've been given certain rights, authorities, and privileges, but they have been given to us by God based on the obedience of our faith. Say again, we have been given certain rights and privileges and authority by God based on the obedience of our faith. Because remember, it's not until we first recognize who God is that we can even begin to recognize who we are. Apostle, you about to say something?
I'm going to come in a minute. You seem to be going somewhere, and I kind of know where you're going. It's so key that when we need to know what blessed means.
Well, and that's where I was going. I was going there next.
Yeah, what blessed is, because just recently, you know, when we was reading the Beatitudes, I found out some stuff that was different, you know, that I hadn't really paid attention to before. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, I saw that very same thing. We found a very, very different definition of blessed, one that we were not taught originally. But that's all right, because we thank God for ever increasing our understanding.
Amen.
It's imperative that you understand that to be blessed is not to be given things. Material possessions are not the fullness of a blessing. They're more so the result of the blessing. Material gain is the result of being blessed by God when you are a believer. A non-believer does not find himself in need of the blessing of God. He believes that he can do these things himself, so he doesn't have to obey the will of God or the word of God, the commandment of God. But we, as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ and believers in the Most High God, we are required to obey God, because it is the key, it is the absolute key point in the life of the believer. Apostle, can you go back to Matthew 5 in Amplified? And I want to give the people, I want to remind the people what it means from heaven to be blessed. The reason I say from heaven is because Jesus himself told us what blessed was. So can you go back to Matthew 5 and just give us the very first part of those Beatitudes, the very first part, just to define the blessed part.
Amen. Men and women of God, first of all, we kind of have to laugh a little bit. See, he's in one room and I'm in another room. God is that we're on the same page. That's all I can say. We're on the same page. Okay, the Beatitudes. Beginning with verse 3, Matthew chapter 5, it says, blessed. And the definition of blessing, verse 3, is happy, to be envied, and spiritually prosperous, with life, joy, and satisfaction in God's favor and salvation, regardless of their outward conditions. Verse 4 says, blessed and enviable, happy with the happiness produced by the experience of God's favor. You see it saying the same thing, but then it says, and especially conditioned by the revelation of his matchless grace. Verse 5 says, blessed, which is happy, blithesome, joyous, spiritually prosperous. Spiritually prosperous is always in there. With a life, joy, and satisfaction in God's favor and salvation is included in every definition of blessed. Regardless of their outward conditions is also something that is key. Regardless of our outward condition. Verse 6, blessed and fortunate and happy and spiritually prosperous again, in that state in which the born-again child of God enjoys his favor and salvation are those. And then it says, blessed in verse 7, happy to be envied, happy to be envied, and spiritually prosperous, with life, joy, and satisfaction, there we go again, in God's favor and salvation again, regardless of our outward condition. Are you hearing me? Verse 8, blessed, happy, enviable, fortunate, and spiritually prosperous, possessing the happiness produced by the experience of God's favor, especially conditioned by the revelation of his grace, regardless of their outward condition. It seemed like the further we go, the more dramatic and descriptive it becomes. Verse 9, blessed enjoying enviable happiness, spiritually prosperous again, life, joy, and satisfaction again, God's favor and salvation again, regardless of our conditions. Verse 10, fortunate, spiritually prosperous, in a state in which a born-again child of God. That's the second one that says, in a state in which a born-again child of God. See, some stuff got to be happening with you. For God's favor and salvation, but it says regardless of his outward condition. The bottom line is regardless of our outward condition, being blessed is all about the favor of God. Have you figured that out yet? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm sorry. It don't matter if you're broke. It don't matter if you're in financial straits. It don't matter if you got money or not. The blessing of God has nothing to do with money, because the blessing of God is despite or in spite of your outward condition, regardless of your outward condition. So whether your outward condition is that of poverty or prominence, being blessed of God has nothing to do with that. Being blessed of God is an inward condition that brings about the result that people see on the outside, meaning that even if you don't have the money for certain things, because you are walking in the favor of God, because you are joyfully and enviably happy and blithesome, overjoyed with your relationship with God. See, being blessed is about your relationship with the Father. If you don't have a born-again relationship with the Father, you cannot call yourself blessed. For the moment you are born again, you have become blessed because you have walked into the inheritance of the blessing that God pronounced over Abraham. It is that blessing that God pronounced over Abraham that the Bible describes us as being grafted into, us being Gentiles, those who are not born of Hebrew descent. So you are Hebrew by adoption, which causes that to want, which should make you want to be even more joyous in God, because being adopted means God chose you. You didn't even choose God for salvation. God chose you. So the blessing that you've been after, all the people have been after the blessing of God, the blessing of God, the blessing of God. Everybody talks about being blessed. Bless me, Lord. Bless me, Lord. Bless me, Lord. They're talking about material things. Please stop talking about material things when you're asking God to bless you, because you've always been blessed by being born again. Therefore, the very key element in your blessing being manifest in your life is obedience. Has nothing to do with if you go to your job. It's the obedience of God. It's you obeying God. Obeying the Lord. Even if that means obeying them who have rule over you, who have been set in charge over you. That's being obedient as unto God. But first and foremost, don't ever set anybody before God. Don't ever set anything before God, not even the place you work. But because if you really, truly, 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 truly believe God, God will cause you to gain favor with the people on your job, so that the things that are necessary for you to live the life of a believer will happen for you, because you have chosen to believe God and hearken to the voice of the Lord. Listen. The reason I even brought up the second and third passages of Scripture, I want you to get those things. I want you to take the entire week and get those things down in your system. The blessing of God. The blessing of God is exemplified by Jesus Christ. The blessing of obedience is exemplified by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, Yeshua the Messiah, he is our example of obedience. He himself walked away for the glory that he literally lived in. In order for the greatest war strategy to ever happen, in order to make it come to pass. In order for that to come to pass, he had to do something. And I normally hate using this word because people really don't understand this word, but he had to do something radical. So you know, when you look at the word radical, it's not jumping up and down more when you call yourself giving God praise. It's not that. Radical in its essence is almost rebellious. You got to do something that people are just not expecting. You got to do something that people aren't ready for. That's going to shock somebody if you're going to do something radical. And God did something radical by literally dressing himself in human flesh and living on the earth that he created and causing himself not to even live as God. He didn't even want to be known as God on the earth. But it was prophesied that God would be with us because in Matthew chapter 1, the Bible says that you shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. But he didn't want to be called Emmanuel. He wanted to be called human. He didn't want to be called teacher or master or none of that. He just wanted to be human. He wanted to show us how to obey God literally. In every aspect of your life, obey God. And it was not until Jesus had come that we could really find an example of how to be obedient to God. See, I'm not dealing with the blessing more than I am the obedience, because it's obedience that creates the blessing. So everybody who, when they hear the blessing of obedience, I need to talk to you about obedience. I need to talk to you about obedience, because obedience creates the blessing. Obedience, listen, in Psalms. The psalmist wrote that he'd rather hearken unto the Lord than give sacrifices, because they don't mean nothing to God without obedience. Samuel said it, obedience is better than sacrifice. So it don't matter to all of us who think things that we think. It's the warfare hour. My job is to let you know what it is. So giving don't cause you to be more obedient than somebody else. Giving is not the source of your obedience. Giving is the result of your obedience. We got to get these things in order. Giving is the result of obedience. Obedience is just hearing the voice of God and obeying, and the results are the actions that you take in obedience to God. So giving is not important if you don't have a heart for God, if you don't have a heart to hear God and allow him even in that arena to guide you and direct you. You don't need to give, because it won't mean anything. It means nothing. You can walk up to any altar, give $10,000 every time an offering is raised, but if your heart is not for God, if you don't have a right relationship with God, if you are not in right standing with God, in other words, if you are not born again, justified by faith and the blood of Jesus Christ, there is absolutely no reason for you to give to any ministry, because you're doing it in a selfish act, and God will not be pleased by your actions. Pastor, you got something to interject right there?
Hallelujah. Those of you that are not used to a prophet, we got a prophet here. And prophets love to go there. Well, let me try to add a little to the go there portion of what the prophet just said. If you would turn with me to Psalms 119. Psalms 119. If you remember when he began the conversation, he was in Deuteronomy chapter 28. And he went forward, but he didn't go backwards. And Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, it talks about the curses and the blessings. It gives you a synopsis of when you do what thus said the Lord, how things will be good for you, how favor will be for you. And he's led us into an arena. In Psalms 119, and pretty much all the way through the scripture, there's over 100 different times in the Bible where the word blessed is used, 130 sometimes. And in each case, it's talking about the things that we just read in the Beatitudes about enviable and as you see, here we are in Psalms 119 now. We were in the Old Testament, we were in the New Testament. Now we're in the Psalms, or a psalm. It says, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. How can you walk in the way of that who is the master without serving or putting yourself in a position of servitude? When Jesus came on the earth, he spoke of several things. And when he talked even with his disciples, those that were followers of him, he spoke of himself in this manner. Who do they say that I, the Son of Man, is? He carefully chose those words for a reason. One is that he was born of a virgin. He was born of a man, a woman. He was born not as Adam was, even though he was the last Adam. He was not born in the same manner as Adam, that he was not formed of the earth, but he came from the womb. He came from the matrix. And even those things that that were fulfilled, it says that man was born, that's born of a woman, has many things. We're born in iniquity. And we talked about the last few times that we met on what iniquity was. But going on to verse 2, it says, blessed are they that keep his testimonies. Whose testimony? And that seek him with the whole heart. You have to be striving towards something. Remember, we started out in the beginning with Psalms 119 and verse 18. Says, open down mine eyes that I may behold the wondrous things out of thy law. And we've been talking with you over the past several months, especially in the month of May, about going up to the door in heaven, going back to our first love, which is when we were in the spirit, not in the flesh. And so a lot of the things that we talk about, we're talking about going back to the spirit, because when we were in the spirit, we saw some stuff. We saw some stuff that we see on the earth now, and we overlook because we don't see them with the same eye that we saw spiritually. We see it with our natural eye. And what we need to understand is even with our natural eye, as clear as it may seem, it's still dim, and it's always inverted. It's upside down. The retina actually takes the object and inverts it so that we see it in two dimensions, and we see it upright. Think about how this entire earth is spinning at so many thousand miles per second. Gravity is holding us to the ground. God has created it
so that the eyes would do what it does to invert what it is that we see from our flesh and tell our brain what to interpret it to be. Remember I said earlier in Genesis, everything is voice activated. That means everything responds to sound. But then it says you have to hear it, or you have to say it, then you have to see it. The reason we're not getting the things that we want is because we don't see it in our mind's eye. We don't see it in our heart. We don't see it in our spirit. We don't see it in that spiritual eye. And therefore, it can't manifest. But you have to say it with a spiritual voice. And then you see it with your spiritual eye. Verse 3 says, they also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. But see, we were born in iniquity. We're still in Psalms 119. I'm trying to get you to see, because it's talking about the Lord's judgments and righteousness. And then we're going to get around to, thy word have I hid in mine heart. See, as you hide his word in your heart, you become the fullness of the servant. You become who God was incarnate in the earth when he was here as the Son of Man. I don't want to get too deep. I'm trying to just smooth a few things over, because remember now, it's all about us teaching. It's all about us giving what the word of God is saying and backing it up with scripture. Now, we don't expect you to believe anything that we say, but we do expect you to study. Show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly or righteously dividing the word of truth. How are you going to divide the word of truth if you don't know the word of truth? You got to ask God for some guidance, and then you got to dig into that, and you have to exhaust all possibilities before you go on to the next scripture. That's why we really diligently ask you to write some stuff down, get your recording devices, because we've done some due diligence, and we recognize that you have as well, and we love you for that. We thank you for keep coming back. But all we're trying to do is give you some weapons to deal with this everyday life. And sometimes it's right there in our face, and we just overlook it because we see it in the flesh, and we miss the spiritual eye. And so here at the Warfare Hour, it is our intention to guide you and lead you as close as we can to that spiritual way of looking at it. And then, hey, God is going to open up so many things to you. He's just going to open it up, and your discerning of spirits is going to be keener. Not your discernment, but your discerning of spirits. You'll be able to see those things that are trying to hinder you, as well as those things that are trying to what? Bless you. Hallelujah. 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 Listen, for a couple of seconds, let me say this. I'm going to continue this once we get into the Isaiah portion. I'm dealing with the Deuteronomy portion right now. I thank God for Apostle working with me in preparation and the dissemination of this information. But I don't want to take too much time. So he has already explained, you know, to you, we cannot do, we can't obey God without the heart of a servant. Jesus Christ himself, who being God himself, came to earth and was a servant. We're going to get into that. Because he wanted to exemplify our lifestyle as believers. He wanted to show us that it is completely possible to live in full obedience to the Father. So, with that, I want to do something tonight. I want to take the time to open up the line for any feedback regarding the scripture text on tonight. I want to hear from my brothers and sisters out there. We want to hear from you. We want to hear from you. We want to take this time, these last few minutes, and we want to open the lines up for communication, testimony. You know, what was your take on tonight's beginning? On tonight's beginning, because we're not gonna start you in Deuteronomy and not take you to the cross, because that's what we do. Amen. So, what was your take on tonight's beginning regarding our topic? The blessing of obedience. The lines are open. Press 1. If you're on the phone line, press 1, and that way you can enter into the conversation. The lines are open. Amen. If you're trying to say something, please don't forget to press 1 so that you can come on into the line. We want to hear from you tonight. Let us know your take on tonight's beginning of blessing of obedience. Amen. If you want to discuss even about prayer tonight, even about how the Lord has blessed you regarding prayer on Thursday. Go ahead, press 1, so the lines are open. Amen. Okay. Apostle, do you have any announcements, prophets? Teresa, if you're on the line, do you have any announcements? Evangelist, do you all have any announcements?
No, man of God, I don't have any additional announcements, other than to continue to thank the listeners for continuing to come back.
Amen. Prophet Teresa is online, if you have any announcements. Amen. I'm guessing she's not on the line tonight, so she doesn't have any announcements. Okay. So, with that said, let me say this. I do have an announcement. And my announcement is support. We're talking about the heart of a servant. We're talking about being obedient unto God and unto those who have rule over you or who are set in charge of your spiritual affairs. Well, kingdom builders and kingdom daughters are such an organization. They have been on the wall diligently for such a long time.
Good
and
plan.
They have been used of God to provide a means for ministries to get the message of God out. And literally almost around the clock, you can tune in to Blog Talk Radio and go to Kingdom Builders International and hear somebody delivering the message of God. Hear somebody going forth on behalf of the Kingdom of Heaven, being an ambassador and representative of the Kingdom of Heaven. Almost 24 hours a day you can hear this. For 7 days a week you can hear somebody do the same thing that we do here on the Warfare Hour. So I'm going to say to you that I would truly, truly be honored to give you this this unction. Support Kingdom Builders International and Kingdom Dark International. Support. Financial support. Material support. You know, just sending them things. Sending them Bibles. Sending them reference material so that they can continue to pass them out to new believers. Please send them if they don't have your information as far as your church home, and you know that your church home is good ground. You know that your church home is somewhere where people can come and learn about who God is and how to serve Him. Please send them that information. I mean, whatever you can give, give it. Just give it. It's not for us, you know, because we know we have a tendency to think when we're getting ready to ask for somebody to give that people think that it's for us. It's not for us. It's for them to do the work of the ministry, to equip, to edify, and to do the work of the ministry. I mean, that's it. That's all we're asking you to do, is support the work of the ministry. Ministry means nothing but service. So support the work of the ministry by giving any and everything you can to Kingdom Builders International, Kingdom Daughters International, so that we can continue doing this work. We can continue sharing what thus says the Lord, that people would be able to come to Christ daily. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, we want to wish everyone, we're coming up on, we believe in the fathering system. You know, God left the family here on the earth. And we believe in the fathering system. We believe in being a fruitful father. We believe in mentoring. We believe in nurturing. And this is, on this Sunday, is the celebration of the fathers. And so to all of you men, those of you, or to all of you that's acting in the capacity of a father, God bless you on the day that the nation decides to congratulate you on being a father, but especially those of you that are spiritual fathers. Amen. Happy Father's Day. God bless you in a mighty, mighty way and keep you and give you more sons and more daughters to mentor and to nurture and to love and to set apart and to just love on. God bless you on your day. And we also bless all of you that intercede on behalf of others. You are a blessing to everyone. That's why your prayers are answered. And we pray tonight, all those that intercede on behalf of others, that you get a double portion that Elijah portion because of your due diligence in praying for others. Fathers fit in that category. Mothers fit in that category. Mothers, you had your day last month. This is the day for the fathers. This is Daddy's Day. So bless those that have blessed you spiritually, physically, emotionally. Those that have been in your life, however they've been in your life, let them know that you appreciate them. Not just on this Sunday, but all the time as they try to do for you. And those of you that don't have spiritual fathers, we declare and decree right now that you will have, that God will send you what it is you need spiritually, physically, emotionally, physiologically, psychologically, one that will nurture you, one that will love you, one that will be a blessing to you. So we're talking about one that will be obedient to what God said the father is supposed to be in your life. And if you have one of those, then let them know that you appreciate it. Amen. Amen.
Hey, man, we got a couple minutes left. I want to do something real quick. Jesus Christ, in his obedience to the will of the Father, came to earth and made himself a servant of the Most High God, and he was obedient unto death, even the death of the cross, which is why God exalted him so highly and has given him the name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, and things of heaven and things of the earth and things underneath the earth. And every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, the glory of God the Father. The reason that is important is because Jesus Christ was obedient unto the death and made himself a curse for us. He knew no sin, yet he was made sin for us that we might be deemed the righteousness of God in Christ. So I want to ask you now that if you can honestly say that you have been battling back and forth with walking in salvation, walking in fellowship with the Father, I want you to go ahead and make that decision right now. And if you make that decision right now, I want you to pray this prayer with me. Father, thank you for your son Jesus. Thank you for his life, his death, and his resurrection. Thank you that he died for my sin and that I am redeemed because of him. I now repent of my sins, and I declare them gone and forgotten, and I declare that I am free from sin now and forever, and that I belong to the Most High God. My soul is now changed, and I live eternally to serve God. In the name of Jesus Christ. If you prayed that prayer, that quick prayer with us, we got one thing to say to you. Hallelujah! Hey, God is truly, truly, truly pleased, and the angels in heaven are now throwing a party on your behalf because you have just accepted that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he came and that he died for your sins. You accepted him as Savior, and now we thank you for doing so. Please get in touch with Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters. Please get in touch with Apostle God, Earl Clark Richardson. Please get in touch with Kingdom Atmosphere Ministries. You can find Apostle Clark Richardson and Kingdom Atmosphere Ministries, Prophet Corey Graddick, on Facebook. You don't have to say Prophet Corey Graddick, just go Corey Graddick. You can find me on Facebook, or you can go Kingdom Atmosphere Ministries. You can find us on Facebook. Hallelujah. We thank God for you, and we pray that if the Lord says the same, you'll be back with us on next week. But until that time, God bless you, God keep you, is our prayer.
Hallelujah.
Now unto him who was able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory, woo, with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be both wisdom, power, dominion, and majesty, both now and forever. In Jesus' name, good night.
Thank you.